a dumping ground for Elon Musk to take control. Our country run by racist trolls. They say they are with God. They say God has chosen them. Will you sit down and take it, or will you stand up and say, stop Christian nationalism? We stand. Stop Christian nationalism.
Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. Today is January 30th, a Thursday. And today we wake up in the United States of America facing the fact that Donald Trump is going full fascist. Donald Trump announced late yesterday that a prison camp is going to be opened up in Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba, but there is a naval base that the United States holds on the island of Cuba. A lot of people don't know about that. Those of you who came of age after the days of George W. Bush may not be aware of what happened there during the so-called war on terrorism. Innocent people were kept without any chance of a fair trial. People who had been caught up in the fear of terrorism were placed there, and they were tortured systematically, repeatedly, often for no good reason other than to inflict torture upon somebody, because Americans were angry, because Americans were afraid. And that was bad enough when there were fewer than 100 prisoners there. But now Donald Trump says that as many as 30,000 immigrants are going to be kept in a prison camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And these are not people like during the war on terror who were captured on foreign soil and could be categorized as some kind of prisoners of war. No, these are going to be people who are living right here in the United States. And they're going to be taken down to this military base on the island of Cuba. And what you have to know about this military base, Guantanamo, is that the United States government has declared that this is a zone that exists outside of American law. That this is a place where international law doesn't apply and American law doesn't apply. This is a place where the U.S. government has declared that it can pretty much do anything it wants to anybody who is a prisoner there. And Donald Trump wants to put people there in this prison, which has been historically associated with systematic torture, because people are immigrants. Immigrants. You know, what is an immigrant? An immigrant is a person who wants to be part of the American nation, a person who wants to be in the United States of America. Now, Donald Trump is going to tell you that only illegal immigrants are going to go there. But the fact is that there are a huge number of people who have been in the United States legally, who entered the United States legally, who now Donald Trump has declared to be illegal because he doesn't like them anymore. These are people who have been legally inside the United States, but now they are being categorized as criminal aliens. Now, Donald Trump, in his message declaring that he's going to open up this torture camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, says that it is going to be a place for, quote, the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people, unquote. The worst. Who are these worst criminal illegal aliens? Who are the 30,000 worst criminal illegal aliens that you know about? Think about this. People who are so bad, so dangerous, that we have to break the United States Constitution to hold people without fair trial, without due process of law, to be tortured. Who are these 30,000 people who are so bad? I couldn't name a single one of them. I don't think that there are 30,000 such people in the United States. So what this tells you is that these people who are going to be imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay, well, Donald Trump's going to say that they're the worst of the worst. Donald Trump says a lot of things. If I have to convince you that Donald Trump says untruthful things, I really don't know how to even begin to talk with you about reality. Donald Trump lies on an everyday basis. In the law of the United States of America, under the Constitution of the United States of America, it has been the standard that if the government accuses you of being a criminal, you have the right to defend yourself. In fact, it is presumed that the government is wrong in its accusation. It is presumed that you are innocent and you have the right to confront your accusers. You have the right to a fair trial. You have the right to a lawyer. You can't be tortured while you're being imprisoned. There shall be no cruel and inhuman punishments. All of these things are in the Bill of Rights, which was passed right after the Constitution itself. Are there bad people in the world? Of course there are. But they are very, very rare. And I want to remind you that we already have a system for dealing with people who are really, really bad. We're talking about murderers, rapists, those kinds of people. Violent, dangerous people. We have a legal system that is designed to deal with those people already. We have prisons for those people. We have a system that works. And it doesn't require setting up massive concentration camps for keeping tens of thousands of people away from the view of reporters, away from the jurisdiction of American judges. This new prison camp being built in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, undoes all of those protections. Because if you are placed there as a prisoner, if you are placed beyond the reach of lawyers, if you're placed beyond the reach of reporters, if you are not given the right to a fair trial, it is presumed that you are guilty. If that is true, anybody at all could be put in that prison. And it would be presumed that they are not a citizen of the United States. It would be presumed that they are the worst of the worst, that they're criminals, that they're dangerous. That means that anybody could go into that prison in Guantanamo Bay. Not just foreigners, not just people who don't speak English. Anybody. That means you could go there. You know, there have been people who have been resistant to calling Donald Trump a fascist. They've said, oh, come on now, he's not as bad as Hitler. I mean, where are the concentration camps? It's been just 1 week since Donald Trump was inaugurated as president of the United States, and already he's setting up a concentration camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And, you know, having a prison camp on an island that is outside the law, where there is a history of torture and terrible human rights abuses, I think at this point we have to stop calling these detention camps or immigrant facilities. Let's call them what they are. This is a concentration camp. Now, this podcast is called Stop Christian Nationalism, and you may ask, what does this all have to do with Christianity and Christian nationalism? Well, first of all, the reason that this prison camp is being set up, the pretext for its entire existence, is that people who are outside of our nationality must be expelled. They must be imprisoned. They must not be allowed to roam free, because our nationhood is what matters more than our freedom. This is a belief. This is a tenet of Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism is the marriage of Christianity and nationalism. It's the belief that Christianity is the defining characteristic of our country, that America is a Christian nation, and its borders must be upheld, and that outsiders must be expelled. This belief comes from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament, where there were terrible genocides against outsiders, the claim that a certain chosen people had some kind of divine right to the land and nobody else. The Amalekites, for example, could be allowed not only to exist, but even to survive on this territory. And so they were wiped out. And in the New Testament, we have Jesus coming down from heaven and declaring that anybody who does not participate in his nation and recognize his authority must be killed. And that's in the book of Revelation, but it's also in the Gospels. And this is something that a lot of Christian churches don't like to grapple with. Jesus made direct threats to people, saying that if they did not worship him as a living God, that they would suffer a worse fate than what happened in the cities of Tyre and Sidon. You may not know ancient history, but the people back then at the time of the Gospels sure did. And they knew what Jesus meant when he was talking about Tyre and Sidon. Those were places where people were rounded up and the population was decimated. That means a certain portion of the population was rounded up, put in the public square, and slaughtered. And Jesus was saying, if your city does not agree to submit to my authority as a living God, the people of your city will suffer a worse fate than that. In Oklahoma, we see a model of how Christian nationalism meets this hatred of immigrants, this new creation of concentration camps in which to place people who are here supposedly illegally. An entire class of human beings who are set outside the law, where Donald Trump can do to them anything that he wants. Ryan Walters, you may remember last year, is the man who decided that the state government of Oklahoma would begin funding Christian schools, sending taxpayer money to academies that were established explicitly to instruct children to become good Christians, that this was at the core of their mission. Ryan Walters also insisted that every school and every class in every school in the state of Oklahoma begin teaching from the Bible. And in fact, that every classroom in Oklahoma contain a physical copy of the Bible. Ryan Walters also forced students in schools across Oklahoma to participate in his rituals of Christian prayer. Well, that's Christian nationalism, the belief that the government has the right to impose Christianity on people. But also this week, we see how that kind of Christian nationalism is merging with this desire to send immigrants in the United States off to concentration camps where they can be disposed of. Ryan Walters ordered public schools across the state of Oklahoma to begin requiring all students to provide proof of their citizenship. And the purpose of this is so that if a student is not able to prove that they are a United States citizen, the schools will be reporting that student to ICE, to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, so that that student, that child, and their family can be taken away so that they can be put in a prison camp. Maybe they'll be sent to Guantanamo Bay. Maybe they'll be sent to one of those new prison camps they're building down in Texas. Maybe no one will hear from these children ever again. And maybe we won't know where they go. Donald Trump has signed the Laken Riley Act into law. And under the Laken Riley Act, all it takes is one law enforcement officer claiming that a person did shoplifting, a little act of shoplifting. The mere claim, and that person now can be taken off to a prison camp and kept there without the right to a fair trial, without the right to talk to a judge, without the right to defend themselves in a court of law. And now we have prison camps in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And in Oklahoma, we have schools that are now teaching Christianity at the same time that they are reporting their own students to be sent off to concentration camps. This is what Christian nationalism is all about. It is cruel, it is unforgiving, and it is here. Donald Trump and his allies across the United States, people like Ryan Walters in Oklahoma, are beginning the purge. They are taking apart our American system of basic constitutional freedoms. They're putting people into vans, hauling them out of schools, out of their places of work, out of hospitals, and they're sending them off to prison camps. I've been warning about what would happen if we allowed the Christian nationalists to gain power, and now they have it over all three branches of government. And now we're seeing what Christian nationalism will do when it has power. The question now is what you are going to do about it. Are you going to stand by and just watch? Are you going to fade into the crowd? Are you going to go back into that church that they tell you that you need to go to, like a good American? Or will you stand up and will you fight back? The choice is yours. There is no more middle ground.